religions. I don't have the time to name them. Is each one a different road that is made from the same pavement? Does every road out there go to the same destination? Does every religion offer us the same salvation? Can mankind make an image of a god and be convinced that the god that they imagine in their mind is a god that exists? But if God made man, how can man make a god and make a claim that God is confined to fit within a frame? How can mankind decide how God should be identified? Can you alter the truth if you accept or deny? Do the stars disappear when the blind look at the sky? Or do they simply fail to see what was there the whole time? Is this flesh all that we have? Is life over when we die? Is this rotting body all that we got? Is there a soul inside? Is there no absolutes in this life? No truth, no wrong, no right, no dark, no light, no. If God is love, why does he allow the hatred? If he wiped out the wicked, the whole earth would be vacant. He is our breath of life, but our sins suffocated and separated. This necessitated resuscitation for spiritual respiration and reconciliation, to recognize our desperation for restoration from the devastation of sin's domination. Who can save us? To God alone belongs salvation.
Incarcerated cages, swallow the keys to our future freedom from past ages. Persuaded and traded a king for crowns, evil invaded. Predicated situation of insolence towards his eminence. As much as we try to conceal it, there's really no restraining. The penance for pursuing profane pleasure is payment. And death is what its wages, it kills, but it's contagious. We lust because we love, but he's just, but we just jaded. It seems hopeless when we focus on a consequence. Criminals continue killing conscience and common sense, remaining obstinate. So we play it low, die slow, face the arraignment. We plead no contest and contempt for no containment. No pardon for guilty parties, cause no person is perfect. So God in his second person of the Trinity permanently purchases with a perfect purpose, death of an infinite worth, raising from the earth to assert certain prophetic words, serving as a substitute to completely reverse the curse, earnestly pursuing love to fulfill the Father's work. His design to save is the graciousness of his greatness. Salvation plays the center stage for the rock of ages. By trusting in his unblemished blood, we become blameless and pardoned for our sin, because God alone can save us.